105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the program Mr. Government Mule? It's Warren Haynes. How you doing, Warren?
I'm doing great.
Okay, now people, I think they already have said, well, you know, he's a Gibson guy. It's like when you talk about Government Mule fans, the people who are into your music and the great sound of Government Mule, it's like, well, Warren's a Gibson boy. You do love them Gibsons.
I've been playing Gibson guitars all my life.
They won't let you down. They won't let you down.
Yeah, the first decent guitars I ever had were Gibsons, and I've always just been attracted to that sound. It's a big, rich, warm sound, and I realized years later that when I heard people like Bonnie Raitt and B.B. King talking about how they wanted their guitar to sound like their voice and vice versa,
yeah,
I realized that's kind of what I was going for, was a guitar sound that sounded similar to my voice and vice versa.
Yeah. So let's take us, we're here with Warren Haynes of Government Mule. It's Saturday night, Harris Outdoor Plaza. Tickets, get them at KOZZRadio.com. This is going to be a great show, everybody. It's summertime. It's nice out. You're downtown Reno by the Arch. And one of the great bands that you're going to love so much. And those of you who know and will be there. There's already a buzz. But those of you who are thinking, well, I've heard the name. Let me in on a little bit of this. Well, it all began in Asheville, North Carolina, where you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in Asheville, and you know, there's a lot of great music there, and nowadays even more so than there was when I was growing up.
Well, there's a lot of craft beer down there too.
Absolutely. It's turned into Beer City now.
Now, a place that you guys, a friend of mine was telling me that he had been in town and went to a little place called the Be Here Now, Club, and he said there was the most amazing band up on stage, and they were just getting going. It was about 25 years ago, and I said, who are these guys? And it, well, that's Government Mule. That's Warren Haynes up there. And it was just like you're like, you know, just in your hometown, in your element. It was just like, you know, your spot.
Well, we started Government Mule 25 years ago, and so our first shows were in 1994. Our first album was in 1995, so we were brand new at that time, and we started as a side project to the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Myself and Alan Woody were full-time members of the Allman Brothers, and we were just looking for something fun to do in our spare time. We had no idea that it would turn into something beyond that.
We're here talking to Warren Haynes from Government Mule. It's Saturday night. Harris downtown Reno on the plaza. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com. Now, you were playing actually with the Dickie Betts band. Dickie had left the Allman Brothers. You're playing with Dickie Betts, and all of a sudden, you become a member of the Allman Brothers. Now, did that change your relationship with Dickie Betts?
Well, let's see. Let's go back to... I met Dickie and Greg, Dickie Betts and Greg Allman, both 1980-81. I started playing with Dickie somewhere around 86, and the Allman Brothers had been broken up at that point since 81. So I made a record with his band. We wrote a bunch of songs together, and then we toured for a couple of years. And then when they decided they wanted to put the Allman Brothers back together in 1989, it was for a 20th anniversary, for a reunion tour. And so they called me and brought me in for what I thought was going to be 1 year. Then we did it a second year and then a third year, and then it lasted for 25 years for me.
It was a good run. But somewhere along the line, the long, strange trip that it's been for you, not just the Allman Brothers, but Jerry Garcia passes away. And you hook up with members of the Grateful Dead to keep that magic music going.
Well, I started working with Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead in the late 90s. He had made a list of musicians that he wanted to work with, and I was one of those people, and he asked me if I wanted to come to California and do some rehearsing and a few shows, and I said, absolutely, and that began a wonderful relationship between us. Which also led to me doing two tours with what they called the Dead, which was all the surviving members. And so I did 2 years of that, which was an absolute pleasure and a blast. And I, you know, I work on and off with those guys, mostly for fun, whenever the opportunity is there. But Phil and I still play together quite regularly, which is always a good time. We played together a couple of weeks ago at Peach Fest in Pennsylvania.
Phil's just one of the great bass players of our time, and I was every time I've seen him, you know, you can always count on hearing some Tennessee Jed, a couple things from Europe 72 that mean, you know, some crowd favorites. He's really good with that. We're talking to Warren Haynes, and Warren Haynes, of course, played with the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead. He's got his band, the Government Mule, coming to town. It's going to be Saturday night, Harrah's Reno, downtown on the plaza. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com or at Harrah's if you are a Harrah's club member, a player member. I think those memberships are free. There's a lot of rewards that you can get that way and maybe save some money on your tickets. But now, Warren, latest album, Revolution Come, Revolution Go. Once again, a stellar masterpiece from the band, and you just keep the groove going.
Well, you know, we're lucky enough to still be doing what we love, and our latest studio record, Revolution Come, Revolution Go, I think is one of the best studio albums that we've made. It's a challenge to continue making records when you've been doing this as long as we have, and so that was the last record before our 25th anniversary, our 25th year as a band. With each record, we try to do something a little different. We want each record to be different than the one before.
Yeah. We're talking to Warren Haynes, everybody. You got to come on down and join the party Saturday night outdoor on the plaza. Government Mule, man, it's going to be a great one. Now, there's also a live concert film, Bring On the Music, that'll be available there. And what about copies of Rising Low? That was such an amazing piece. I loved Rising Low.
Well, Rising Low was a documentary that Mike Gordon from Phish directed after Alan Woody, our original bass player, passed away in 2000. We brought in 25 of the world's greatest bass players to do what we call the Deep End Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yeah.
And Mike documented a lot of that experience and made the film Rising Low out of that. You know, we worked with Phil, with Les Claypool, with Jack Cassidy, with Flea, with John Entwistle, Jack Bruce, Chris Squire. And, of course, a lot of these guys are passed away now, but these were our heroes, and Alan Woody's heroes, and Bootsy Collins and Larry Graham. And so anybody that hasn't heard the Deep End stuff should check it out. It's Government Mule with all these special guest bass players and a lot of other guests as well. You know, Greg Allman and Bernie Worrell and John Schofield and a lot of wonderful artists and musicians. But that turned into the Rising Low movie, which is a little under the radar because, you know, it's a bass player documentary. But I would
Here's another thing is, like, from, you know, a Hollywood perspective, there's no hot chick on the cover. It's a donkey. It's a mule. Is it true that Alan Woody had like 450 bass guitars?
He had counting mandolins and guitars and other string instruments, it was over 500. It was around 525 or something.
Wow.
The majority of which were basses.
Yeah.
And he had an amazing collection. And I used to think he was crazy for doing that. And now, you know, in the past 20 years, I've garnered a pretty nice collection, but nowhere near that number. You know, but he was obsessed with it. Everywhere we went, he was looking for something to add to his collection.
Like you, I started playing, I think I started at 9, you started around 12, but the music was in us. And I can remember struggling through, you know, really bad guitars, like, you know, Sears. Dad went to Sears and bought me a guitar. It was a Silvertone.
Yep.
And I had a nylon string, and I struggled to, but, you know, learning to play and everything on those instruments. I remember seeing a picture of Stephen Stills sitting in his studio with, you know, just a rack of guitars behind him, thinking to myself, wow, imagine if he had all those guitars. But then I learned later that, you know, he played in many different tunings, so each one may be in a different tuning. Now, if you could go back in time to your 12-year-old self, that 12-year-old boy that first picked up the guitar and you know, the fairy godmother come down and say, Warren, someday you will bring new life to the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead, and you will ride the mule into paradise. What would you say?
I would say that sounds crazy. You know, a lot of the opportunities that I've had and that have led to amazing experiences, starting with joining the Allman Brothers, are things that you could just never imagine in a million years. You know, I was a huge Allman Brothers fan growing up. They were one of my all-time favorite bands. And if somebody said, you know, fast forward down the road, you're going to be in the band, especially in the band for 25 years. I wrote like 25 songs for the Allman Brothers through the years. And, you know, it's like a dream come true, but you know, you could never predict something like that. But when I think of the Allman Brothers, I think of the original band that whose music I fell in love with. Right. You know, and I was just glad to be able to be part of that.
Yeah, I had Butch Trucks on the show one night, and he loved you. He just his face lit up. And it was just excited to talk about Warren Haynes. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go see Warren and his band, Government Mule. It's Saturday night, celebrating 25 years as a band. And on stage and unleashed and uncorked, the pure rock sound of Government Mule. It's there for you this Saturday night. Warren, thank you so much for taking some time to visit with us here on the radio.
My pleasure.
On the radio. We was talking on the radio, and can't wait till Saturday night, man.
Us too. We're really looking forward to it. Thank you.